Kathy Dawes along with Dave Lewis this morning. Open phone lines, and I believe, do we have a phone call, Dave?
We do right off the bat, and we had hoped that we could do this, and this is kind of in line with, you know, the story of the day on a national level, and there could be some local perspectives that we can take from this. Of course, you know, we're talking about the shooting that happened last night in Las Vegas at the Route 91 Country Music Festival, and we reached out this morning to contact, someone who is in the business of country music festivals, and he's a great friend of the radio stations, and personally, it's Wayne Rouse, president of Country Stampede. Wayne, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
I'm sure that when you heard the news about this, there were so many thoughts that were going through your mind, Wayne, about, you know, how this thing could happen, and of course, you know, with your involvement with Country Stampede. What was your initial reaction when hearing this news this morning?
Well, I was shocked, and my heart went out to everyone that was attending. And, you know, this is really an event planner's worst nightmare. And every year we put a lot of planning into security. In fact, it's number one. But we have meetings, and we meet with local, state, regional, and federal agencies that help us put our security strategy together. So we have a pretty thick book just about any scenario that could happen. And, you know, even the best planning, it would be hard to imagine something like this.
You know, I understand that this gunman was 300 yards away from the concert site.
Right.
And I know that you don't, you know, at Country Stampede, you don't have any of those, you know, towering structures around the grounds.
Right.
But
we do have plans. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any, what's the security mechanism at Country Stampede when it comes to, do you get your customers for weapons when they come in the gates?
When they walk in the gates, we go through their bags and make certain that, you know, we know what's in there.
It has to be any.
We don't actually scan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that, and I know you have a lot of friends that are in the music festival business and within country music. Have you heard from any of your friends that you're connected with that may have been in the vicinity?
Yes, I've had several phone calls today. Mainly just making certain everybody's safe.
Well, I know it probably weighs heavy on your minds, and we appreciate you taking some time to visit with us here this morning. And Kathy, do you have another question for Wayne?
Well, I was just going to say thank you, Wayne, and I did reach out to Sheriff Greg Riott. We hope to maybe hear from him, too, today, because I'm sure it's any law enforcement or concert organizer's worst nightmare or something of this nature.
Yes, he's an excellent resource. He does a great job, and I just want everyone to know our thoughts and prayers are with all the people and families that were affected by what happened in Las Vegas. Our hearts are with them, and it's just a terrible tragedy.
Wayne, thank you for taking some time with your thoughts and sharing that with us this morning here on KMAC.
You bet.
Have a good day.
Thank you again so much, Wayne. Another subject that we wanted to get into today, and we do have a person on another line. We have Dr. Frank Trace online for us. And I know, Dave, you had mentioned, of course, you described Dr. Frank Trace, director of the K-State Marching Band, as Player of the Game Award in your book. And I would have to completely agree with you. Frank, you still with us there?
I am. Thank you.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for joining us.
And I know that, of course, Frank, when we talk about what happened on Saturday, you kind of took action. I know there's a chant out there that unfortunately a lot of folks probably just a few, Wabash Cannonball, a number of students started chanting this chant, and you stopped the band from playing. So just some comments that way, Frank.
Well, it just wasn't me. This dialogue's been going on for a long time, and it starts in the president's office, and down to the athletic director's office, and right across the road there, and I'm the boots on the ground, if you will, on the field when that happens. And my suggestion was, let's just stop it and get their attention. And and they came up, and Coach Snyder volunteered to make a statement, which was absolutely outstanding and spot on. And you know, I'm kind of embarrassed right now to be talking about this stupidity of this chant when we have, you know, 50 plus people gunned down and murdered in Vegas for no reason whatsoever. I mean, that's where our interest and thoughts and prayers need to go. Not this nonsense, but I'm personally tired of traveling around the country, and I do it a ton of it with clinics. You know, you're in this long enough, people think you know what you're doing, and that's not the case. But, you know, they're not talking about K-State and the wonderful things going on here, the greatest football coach in the history of NCAA football, or the stadium, or the Sumner Trophy marching band, or the academic stuff going on here, or what a great place it is. They're talking about the F-bomb chant. And there's no reason. It just bothers me that I look up at the stadium, and I've been here a long time and know where this has come from, and really know what, you know, Bill Snyder Family Stadium means. We got these idiots just chanting this to one of the best Big 12 football traditions ever, which is the Wabash Cannonball, and they're going to ruin it. And you know, I'm probably being selfish here and a little bit angry about this, but I'm not going to let them do that to Wabash Cannonball, to the band, or the school. And you know, I think what has to happen from the ground up is the students need to get involved. You know, my daughter was in the stands, and she's turning around, and there are a bunch of kids there screaming, and they're trying to get them to stop, and everybody else is trying to ignore it and just saying, well, that's just the way they are. No, that's not the way they are.
And let's get into the history, too, of Wabash Cannonball in a minute. But what did Coach say? And I know that, of course, he was made aware of it immediately.
It was, and he did a video, and to be honest with you, I couldn't really hear the video because I was on the field. The kids, we didn't tell the band about this. I told about 25 specific leaders on the field right before we went out. We were outside the stadium. I pulled them over. I said, just bear with me because we may stop the cannonball because of the chant. So if that's the case, then you go right to the next set. And I went out there, and there were kids that were scared, and I can only imagine what was going through their mind if I'm running on the field blowing a whistle, tell them to get out. They're probably thinking terrible things are going on, especially in our world. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? But, you know, they ran over there, and I really didn't hear what Coach says. I just heard a little bit of it. My wife said it was excellent, and I've gotten emails and phone calls from people with tons of support and nothing negative, just all good. And, the point, number one, needs is this is stupid, it's immature, it's irresponsible, it doesn't belong there, it needs to stop. And there's a lot of people on this campus that were involved in this, and everybody's of the same mindset that, you know, let's turn this thing around. It just has to. There's just no negotiation to this whatsoever. It's just got to stop.
Frank, let's go back over the history of the Wabash Cannonball. It really does have a rich history. As you said, let's hope we don't have to give this thing up.
Oh, we're not going to give it up, Bob. This is, you know, this is a fight of a career here, and I've had a few of those lately. But you know, this is a major fight. This is a great tune. This would take the spirit out of a lot of things. I mean, this affects everybody from the band to the fans to the players to everybody that's in the stadium. So it's not going anywhere. And what's going to stop is this nonsense with the chant. It has to. And the student body here needs to get involved. And this has been. This Wabash Cannonball has been around since 1969, for crying out loud, and it's now our badge of honor and our badge of courage and badge of survival, and we're going to use that again for this. And you know, we listened after we score touchdowns and we do kickoffs, we play Wabash probably 10, 12 times a game, and I wear earplugs now to try to save some hearing that I have left, and I took those out during Wabash to hear if I can hear anything, and I had a staff member down in front, and they said there was very little, if anything, at all. So we are making progress. Maybe these are intelligent students, for crying out loud. So they know there's no justification for this whatsoever. This should be able to be taken care of, and the best way to do it is from the student standpoint is just stop it. Just look at each other and just stop it. And we're just trying to get as many people involved in canning this crap as we possibly can.
Well, again, another class act by the K-State band. And I know you mentioned our world, and unfortunately, Dave and I, with our open phones, were taking a look at Las Vegas today. Sure didn't think that would be our lead story today, but it's so true. We live in a world that seems a little crazy sometimes, Frank.
It's just nuts. And just for us to have to spend time talking about this and doing this and going to extremes like this, it bothers me more than anything. 'Cause there's energy and work that needs to be done in so many areas. And this is just an easy fix, and it's a personal thing. And it is not your right to scream that. This is not freedom of speech. I mean, this is due respect. At the very least, there's a sign that says Bill Snyder Family Day. When I think of Bill Snyder, I think of probably the finest teacher I've ever known, and a gentleman that is the ultimate. And to stand and look at that sign and chant that nonsense because you may have had a few beers and you're 18 or 19 years old, and I was there too, and I remember those days. But and somebody had to tell me I was wrong and I did some things wrong, and we were held accountable for it, and we're trying to do that now. So just a little respect and class for the people that have built this place and done this and for what this is all about. And it's not too much to ask. It's what should be expected and demanded, and it's just got to end.
Thanks again for sharing, Frank. And I know Dave Lewis, we were set up technologically here. I wasn't able to bring him in on this portion of the discussion. But thanks again. And really, as I said, a class act from the K-State Marching Band. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And back to you, Dave. Any more to add? And I know, as I mentioned, I knew you were just probably dying to ask a few questions or interact with us a little bit more than that.
Yeah, you could probably say that. You know, and it was such a surreal atmosphere. I'm up at the booth, and I actually was getting ready to call the game when this happened before the game. And I walked in, and we're like, everybody in the booth is just stunned as to what had just happened. And it's just, you know, it's disturbing. It is one of the most disturbing things that I've seen out. I mean, we've had a lot of things here lately with Kansas State students that have been upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about some of the things that have been posted on campus on trees, you know, different pieces of paper and different racial issues. And now we have this that totally disrespects our university. And it's frustrating. But, you know, I think what they did here Saturday was the correct thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've gone through that in basketball, and I'm part of that pregame and, you know, that game day atmosphere.
Right.
And, you know, Wabash is so cool. It's so fun to see the students bobbing back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they would yell KSU instead of, you know, the other thing,
yes,
that would be a neat addition to the tradition.
Exactly.
But it's just, oh, it's so disturbing. But you know, I applaud both Frank Trace and Coach Snyder for making it well aware that this is not tolerable.
We're not going to ignore it.
Not going to ignore it, and it's not tolerable. Looks like we have another caller here.
Okay,
so,
we'll go ahead and see what I'll let you
we'll
get
We'll do that,
back.
And then we'll take a break here. Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus and open phones today.
Good morning. If everyone would live by what Dr. Trace says, what Bill Snyder says, our new president, General Myers, and man that's been here for eons, Pat Bosco, if everybody would live by their advice, and their creed, and their honesty, we would have no need for any police department or jail in this country. If everybody would live by their standards and look up to them and listen and follow their advice, we'd be in a lot better shape. But a lot of we got to look back at ourselves. Who spoiled these kids? We give them crosswalks around the university, and they walk out in front of you anyway when the flight's not blinking. Let's just start educating our children from kindergarten up. Have them respect the law and respect society. Thank you very much.
It's a good comments this morning. Thank you.
You two do a great job, too. You bring everything to light, man. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
9:21, we need to take a break. It's K-Man's In Focus, and we'll be back in just a couple of moments. It's open phones today, so any comments that you would like to add, and whether it's about the situation of Vegas, the K-State situation, I got a few other things that I'd like to talk about as well. So we'll return in just a couple of moments here on K-Man's In Focus. Open phones, 537-1350 at K-Man.